Something around the edges, it's peripheral. Something that's tied in, but it's not really that issue. For instance, John 7:24. Do not judge by appearance, but judge with what you see. Don't you think that makes a lot of sense?
Yeah.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
A lot of people, they make up their mind before. A lot of people, they make up their mind about you before they even look at you, don't they? They got full of prejudice in this world, aren't they?
Yeah!
Aren't they?
Yeah!
Right. Well, do you agree with that, Bert?
Yeah!
Well, you see, God really is a person. And he really does care about you.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know Jesus came to save you?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, then you want the next one. Proverbs 27:1. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. Don't you agree with that? Didn't you ever realize you can't tell the future?
Nobody knows the future. Now they gotta buy it. Then they hate you about it. They gotta buy it.
There's no way they can.
They gotta buy it.
You come up with X88 or something. Nobody has authority over the day of death. When your time's up, you gotta go.
Trap.
Because they're saying the same thing. Then you come up with Job 14:1. Man's days are short and full of trouble. So forth. Your whole list of that kind. You know, until they're ready. Now, I'll define ready. I'm glad you asked me what that means. Ready means when you're ready to go on to the middle ground. Now, middle ground verse aren't quite too easy to throw. On the other hand, they're not too much to be born again either. Middle verses are things like, our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. Now, you're assuming the reality of God, which they'll more or less go ahead and assume too. You're showing something about God. He does whatever he wants. He's the boss. You show him Psalm 115:3. Then you go to Psalm 51:6. God desires truth in the inward being. Things like that. Now that isn't exactly things that are self-evident, but those are things that match. Now listen, you're now into matching their bias. They want to think of God as being like that. Because remember, when you deal with anyone, you want them to be honest and truthful, don't they?
Yeah.
So they want to think of God as truthful and honest, way up there in the sky, throwing down lots of goodies for me. They want to think of that. All right, well, just be aware that that's why he's agreeing, because it matches his bias. Genesis 1:1. Very, very hard for people to knock Genesis 1:1, even if they're in the middle ground. Granted, it's not not self-evident. It's not really a braver, heavily, but it's hard to knock it. But you gotta watch, if you got an evolutionist, Daniel, well, you know, you gotta be careful on that one. John 8:32. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, truth makes you free, you know that?
That's a dynamic verse.
Yeah. Those are middle of the ground verses. And these will cause him to sit down and show some respect for the word. He finds it interesting and acceptable because it suits his bias. Ask him whether he agrees with these or not. Of course he does. He doesn't know the Bible says that.
Yeah.
Would you like to see some heavier ones? Of course you would. Slip into some heavier ones then, going out onto the bridge. The bridge of reason and truth, but not too far. Just a little bit at a time. Depending on how ready he is. Now this is good. It's going to work for the coldest person. You know, the farthest out one. You just come in the bridge area and make your landing just where at the right point. Whatever the right point of this is for him. John has tried John 20:31. Did you know why the Bible was written? It says so here. tells you about the miracle that Jesus did so that you can prove that he's real. So you really know it for sure. Show them the ones about it. Test everything. God wants you to test. All right, at that point, what are you going to do? At that point, he's going to go to his fortress. He's losing ground fast by now, and he's going to get serious. He's going to start asking serious questions. And you then go into, if necessary, John 3:3, things like that, the direct salvation message. If he now is serious and is asking questions and is talking about, and you show him that. You go to Jeremiah 10:23, Isaiah 1:18, in fact, is the first one. I'm sorry, the second one. Not the self-evident. It's like our God is in heaven because of every reason. Go to Jeremiah 10:23. Go by that. Man doesn't know what he's doing. The truth is by it. So don't agree with that. We then ask them who's running their lives and who ought to be running their lives. According to what they said. When they commit themselves enough to God's reality. And they will commit themselves to God's reality. 99% of the time when you're using that approach. Of course, the God that they're talking about is largely out of their head. You've got to be aware of that. Right, Paul?
Why is it heavy?
And it connects them.